Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of Question and Answer. This is Radio Ma'arif. I'm Muhammad Jawad Mu'afi, hosting the program Question and Answer. Well, we invited our special guest again to the studio, Hujjatul Islam Barati. Let me first greet him. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you very much for attending this session again and coming to the studio and giving us your time.
I'm grateful to be with you.
No, thanks. Well, without further ado, let me be dealing with the questions raised by our fans. Well, the first question is about marriage among relatives. Scientifically speaking, consanguineousness or consanguineous marriages or marriages among or between first cousins tend to cause some biological complications, let's say for life after that, and especially for children. How does Islam view such marriages?
There are two aspects of discussion and research, or for example, evaluation on this marriage. One is religious, another one is scientific. So you talked about the scientific aspect of this marriage,
yes,
which recently scholars and scientists have explored some of results,
yes,
which is not, for example, favorable. But that's another aspect of discussion. It is religious aspect of it. In religious aspect, Islam has no negative or positive opinion on this, and if the science discovers that this kind of marriage is harmful, is not good, so
yes,
Islam also supports the science in this regard,
yes,
and is not against it. It is famous between people that say cousins are married in the heaven.
Yeah.
This has no root in religion. I don't know from which religion it comes. Maybe from tribal societies or from Eastern religions like Buddhism or Hinduism, or I don't know. In Islamic traditions, I didn't find any root for it.
Sure. Thank you very much. We don't have any roots for these kind of, let's say, gossips or invalid statements. The next question is about the relationship between husbands and wives, and about, particularly speaking, beating the wives on the part of the husbands. One of the fans raised this question. I have a question which has been asked and by some non-Muslim friends. The question is, in Islam, is it okay to beat your wife when you get in trouble with her? Also, is it true that it doesn't apply other way around?
There are some texts misinterpreted here,
uh-huh,
and made a lot of controversy upon it in the West.
Yes.
And among non-Muslims against Islam.
Yes, sure.
But by any way, if you want to study Islam as jurisprudence or ethics or, for example, regulations for life,
mm-hmm,
it is not permitted in Islam to beat the wife.
Yeah.
And even if somebody does it,
mm-hmm,
should be punished according to Islamic legislation. It's not permitted.
Yes.
And there is no difference between beating a wife or beating another person.
Yes.
Both of them are invalid and should be punished.
Yes.
According to Islamic legislation, even they have some special punishment for it. Some of them are, for example, financial, some,
yes,
of them are to retaliate or to make this kind of beating or damage back to the person,
uh-huh,
which is called qisas,
yes,
or retaliation. There is no difference. But there is only one text in Islam which gives permission to men when their own wives are not obedient to them. Not obedient to them only in sexual relations.
Uh-huh.
In relation between wife and husband.
Yes.
So what's the ways that man is permitted to do?
Yeah.
If he likes to maintain the lady for himself and to continue life and relation with her, there are different ways, but not in this way. There is, for example, some solutions like, for example, leaving her in
yes.
bed. Because she started it, she wanted it.
Yes.
She left the man in the bed
uh-huh.
and didn't come to, for example, asylum herself for yes. the relation.
Yes.
So man can also do this, leave her in the bed.
Yes.
Or to beat her here. Beat mean does not mean the beat which is doing damage to the person. Beat is a very simple and light beating,
uh-huh.
which shows a kind of bias and a kind of, for example, not being satisfied, for example, like this. And if this limit is not, for example, considered
uh-huh.
or is violated, Islamic punishment system comes to punish the man.
Mm-hmm.
So what they made as a controversy is not true at all in Islam. Yes, maybe in some tribal or local traditions or cultures, it is recommended.
Yes.
Like, you know, Muslims are different nations.
Yeah.
From North Africa, from Black Africa, from Middle East, from Asia. Some of them have such as these traditions,
yeah.
such as these customs
That's
and
right.
cultures.
Uh-huh.
But it is not permitted by Islam. You don't find in Islamic books these traditions and cultures are, for example, endorsed or supported.
Yes.
And the only text which we mentioned could not be interpreted in this way, commented mm-hmm. in this way, because Islamic punishment system prevents it and punishes it. So if it was valid, there was no punishment for it.
Uh-huh.
So how could be it valid? And then Islam specifies punishments for
yeah,
it.
Sure.
And even there are a lot of recommendations from Prophet, peace be upon him,
yes.
to have good treatment with ladies, with wives.
Yes.
Even Prophet, peace be upon him, in his last sentences, in his last will,
yes.
Mentioned women and told Allah, Allah fi nisa, I swear you to God to take care of your wives, and they are amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left them with you, so you have to take care of them and, for example, give them back to the God, because God gave them as a kind of amana with you, and you have not to mistreat them.
Mm-hmm.
You have no right to mistreat them. And Prophet, peace be upon him, personally was an example
yes.
and was a model of good treatment with wives.
Yes.
And even he told it many, many times that the best faithful person, the best believer, is the one who treats his wife better than
uh-huh.
all.
Yes.
And me, personally, I am the best one among you
yes.
in treating my family, my wives. And this is manner of Prophet, and this is tradition and life of Prophet, to have good treatments and even to forgive them,
yes.
to give them chances, to, for example, lighten their duties
yes.
and understand what is their problems
yes.
because they bring children, they have to take care of children,
yes,
they
sure.
have a lot of problems, and their duty could not be compared to duties of men.
Yes, sure.
So because of that, there are a lot of discounts and a lot of forgiveness and
yes.
favor and mercy for women, even in Islamic punishment
yes.
Legislation. Mm-hmm. When the criminal person is a lady,
uh-huh.
Islam gives her discount and discharge, and even in many cases, they forgive her.
Yeah. Interesting.
They never punish her. even the sin, if the sin is great, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that because the criminal is a special case, is a woman, the punishment should be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Even in some major, major sins, like irtidat.
Wow.
If the murtad is a lady, she is forgiven, basically. Because ladies are in hard situations, in difficult situations, and maybe they lose control upon themselves,
yes.
And they should not be punished as a man.
Oh.
So if somebody take care of this aspect of Islamic legislation, understands that it is not possible for this religion, for this system, this legal system, to give permission to men to beat their wives.
You know, in the Western world, there is a tendency here or inclination for those worlds and countries to equalize the situation of men as well as women.
Islam is most progressive than all, and even if there is a round table, I can bring you a lot of examples that Islamic feminism, if it is true to call it feminism, is very much advanced, more advanced than Western feminism. Because the last or the most, the highest goal of Western feminism is to equalize men and women. But in Islam says that in many aspects you should give privileges to women.
More privileges.
Yeah, more privileges to women than men.
Sure.
Because they are in special condition and situation.
Yes.
Spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Yes.
So you should take care of them. Not to be, to consider them equal to men.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
And even in financial rights, Islam gives priority to women. Despite what is propagated and what is in controversy said that Islam discriminates ladies in financial rights and so and so. No, in Islam, as Allama Tabatabai says in his tafsir, Al-Mizan, says that the duties of women, financial duties of women, is half of men and their rights are twice of men.
Wow.
So, for example, in family life, in family life, women are forgiven of any kind of financial duty.
Yes.
They have no duty to pay for family life.
Yes.
The man is responsible to pay for himself and for wife and children. Yes? When there is, for example, somebody killed and they want to pay diyeh, to retaliation for his life and blood.
Yes.
All of the men of the tribe and family should come together and afford this money, not women. Mm-hmm. If there is, for example, a tax for war, there is a war between Islamic world and non-Islamic world. The war needs to payment and expense. Who is responsible to pay this expense? Men only, not women.
Yes.
Yes, a lot of aspects of life, financial life, is neglected or even hidden by media and by missionaries against Islam, which Islam gives priority, financial, for example, legislative, spiritual, even ritual, forgiveness and priority and privilege for ladies.
Yes.
When ladies are in their monthly period, they are forgiven in regard of rituals.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to fast.
Yes.
They don't have to pray.
Yes.
And men are not like this. Mm-hmm. Men in all conditions, they have to pray. They have to fast.
Yes, sure.
But these people are forgiven. And a lot of things like this.
Yes.
But their rights, they are given totally. They are not prevented from their own rights.
Yes.
But in special conditions, there are certain reasons for it, that Islam discriminates here between men and women.
Uh-huh.
Despite, for example, in 100 cases, giving them priority, privilege, they don't talk about it.
Yes.
In, for example, 10 cases, Islam has given them a kind of a second, for example, stage or second level. They only exaggerate this.
Yes.
For example, in heritage.
Uh-huh.
In heritage, as I told you, the duties of women are nothing.
Uh-huh.
In comparison with men.
Yes.
So that's natural. When a person dies, he has some sons,
yes,
some daughters. They give sons twice of the women.
Yes.
Because the duties are given to these sons are maybe 10 times more.
Yeah, sure.
And they gain nothing.
Yes.
Because in duties, they receive 10. In rights, they receive 2.
Yeah.
These ladies, in rights, they receive 1. In duties, they receive 0.
Oh.
So they are more advanced.
Yeah, sure.
But anyway, they are more advanced. And like this.
Mm-hmm.
If you go further, you can find.
Yes.
Yeah. They have no duty to participate in war. For example, hard duties. They have no obligation there. For example, it's not necessary for women to go and sacrifice their lives in the war front, but it is necessary for men. So if we look at the system in Islam, in legal system of Islam,
yes,
as a set,
mm-hmm,
as complete,
yes,
not every, for example, separate individual ruling or
yes,
law or legislation.
Yeah.
The, for example, system,
yes,
is giving women a very great privilege.
Yeah, sure.
And respected them many, many times more than men.
Yes.
Yeah. Even in other aspects, I'm not now, for example, going to go to details.
Yes.
In many, many cases, women are respected, are given privileges, are given, for example, a free hand.
Yes.
And also, it is necessary that when you give some privileges,
yes,
then you take something from them.
Yeah,
but
from
the
them,
total,
yes,
the total is in their benefit and in their
favor.
Favor, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And this is easy to express and to approve, but it needs an environment,
mm-hmm,
which is free of bias,
yes,
and hatred and zeal. And, for example, prejudice,
yes, prejudice,
then everybody comes and compares,
yes,
and makes a kind of research.
Mm-hmm.
For example, multi-dimension and multi-purposed research,
yes,
to find out what is the result.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your comprehensive explanation and answer.
لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله ملك الحق المبين.
The next question is about actually a marriage with a Christian wife. Well, one of the fans asked this question. I'm married to a Christian. I try to convert her to Islam. But she tells me she's not ready for it. Now I'm really afraid. Will I be judged for her sins? I can't ditch her or leave her because of my kids. I'm afraid they might not follow my Islamic faith. And what should I do in this regard? I'm afraid of God's wrath and the eternal fire of hell. Would you please explain to me? Thank you very much.
The only solution is to take care of your duties in the field of education.
Yes.
You educate your children,
uh-huh,
according to Islamic education, and also do your duties toward your wife.
Yes.
You are not responsible to force your family members to follow the right path.
Yes.
You are only obliged to do your duty in, for example, Amr Ma'ruf, Nahi Az Munkar, and education and teaching.
Yes.
So you, if you have done your duty, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
What happens, you are not responsible.
Yes.
And for your wife, if your wife is only Christian,
mm-hmm,
and does not commit scenes or, for example, other things. No problem. She can stay Christian. You have not way to force them. La ikraha fi al-deen.
Yes.
To convert to Islam, to change her religion.
Or force her.
And you married her when she was a Christian.
Uh-huh.
And you know, you were aware of this. No problem. And for your children also, you have to try them and to agree with him, for her, that I want my children to be Muslims. And for sure, she understands you and she will give you this right. And inshallah, if you treat her very well,
mm-hmm.
according to Islam,
yes.
it is a great probability, possibility, she would become a Muslim.
Yes.
Even in her last hours of life or last days of life,
yes.
it was, for example, popular in Islamic history
mm-hmm.
that people, which some of their family members became Muslim, recently they also accepted Islam and converted to Islam. And you can find such as these stories in life of Prophet, peace be upon him and his household, and life of imams and traditions also.
Yes.
I remember a tradition, narration in Usul Kafi, one of the most famous books on tradition.
And authoritative.
Authoritative. That says that a young man, a Christian young man, converted to Islam and came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam to ask about his duty towards his mother.
Yes.
He had a mother, an old mother,
yes.
which was sick also,
uh-huh.
and he was taking care of her. And even he was eating with her in one dish, and all the life of him and his mother was mixed.
Yes.
And she had this duty to take care of his mother. Asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, what's my duty? Can I eat with my mother in one dish?
Yes.
Because she is Christian, still mm-hmm. Christian, and yes. I'm Muslim. What's my duty and what's your opinion? Imam alayhi salam told, does your mother drink wine?
Yes.
He answered, no. Does she eat pork, meat? Answered, no.
Mm-hmm.
Imam told, in this case, no problem for you. Yes. You take care of her. You be even more kind to her
yes.
than before mm-hmm. when you were a Christian.
Yes.
So I hope for her, inshallah, to become a Muslim.
Yes.
When he came back to, he was in Hajj. When he came back to his own town and to his house and started to live with his mother,
yes.
his mother observed a lot of changes
yes.
in behavior of his son.
Yes.
Asked him what happened.
Yes.
He told, I became a Muslim. I converted to Islam. And I met my Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Then she had to ask him about the details of
yes.
discussion
yes.
between him and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And when he was aware, he told, this man should be a prophet.
Yeah.
If I was not a Christian, I told he was the Jesus Christ.
Wow.
He told, no, he's not a prophet, but he's son of prophet.
Uh-huh.
He is from the household of prophet.
Yes.
She told, okay, and the sickness of his mother became more, hard and
yes.
intensified,
yes.
and she was very close to die,
wow.
to depart. Then she invited her son and told, okay, what this man taught you to tell, to say, and become a Muslim, can you tell me to repeat them? I want to become a Muslim also.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught her mother how to say witnesses, unity of Allah and prophecy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she became a Muslim and died.
Wow.
And Imam and in the last in the next year, the young man came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam to inform him about the departure of his mother and what happened for her. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam prayed for this young man and for his mother.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible, very possible, if we treat them according to Islamic teachings, they will become Muslims one day.
Uh-huh.
Soon or late.
Yes.
Not even they themselves, but even their families,
mm-hmm.
even yeah. their, for example, citizens,
yes.
their mates,
mm-hmm.
everybody who finds and observes and feels Islamic treatment and behavior, real Islamic treatment and behavior, not typical or traditional or tribal or, for example, local cultural behavior. Real Islamic behavior, we show them this is the best way for inviting them to Islam and informing them about the real Islam. And it is sure that Islam will find its way in their hearts, as we observe here in this modern world, in Europe and America, and some of, for example, zealous people even became angry and worried because Islam is spreading in the West. And they think that this is a plot, this is a conspiracy from Islamic society, Islamic world, to change the Europe to Islam. There is no plan, there is no strategy. It is only Europeans which in this modern world have mixed with Muslims and for the first time witness Muslims from a close distance. What are they? What are they doing? And a lot of them are interested to become Muslims. So the only recommendation to this gentleman is to treat his wife according to Islamic teachings.
Thank you very much. Well, the next question is about actually marriage with more than one wife. I know that it is considered, let's say, a kind of crime in the West, but in Islam, it is somehow endorsed. One of the fans raised this question. He said that, "I would like to know that why a Muslim man can marry four wives." And some people say that it's mentioned in the Quran. And then he would like to know actually the surah number and the reason of marrying, the reason for marrying more than one wife. Thank you very much, Ines.
The problem with the modern Western society and culture is that if something is illegal, they accept it. If it is damaging the society, harmful for the society, the crime is very obvious. They endorse it. But if it is, for example, normalized, naturalized, for example, decriminalized, and put it in a very good and useful way, they oppose it and they fight it and they hate it. For example, in modern world, in the new, for example, rights for women, and for example, conventions of United States, they even insist you should give permission to men and women to have relations out of family life. Even in Beijing, plus 10 meetings in Beijing from United States, a lot of women and, for example, feminist leaders, they were there. They insisted you should give this permission to women and for sure to men to have sexual relations out of family life, illegal relations. Insisted on it, and they wanted to put it in this convention. And even they are insisting, they are pursuing it, and they like to put it inside the International Convention on Rights of Women in United Nations, that man can has wife and woman can has husband and have numerous illegal sexual relations.
Wow.
This is good in their view of point, in their value system. But if you put this relation under control,
yes,
under a legal, for example, format,
yes,
and give them, for example, rights and duties, and if they, there are children, you make them responsible for these children,
yes,
they oppose it. Why? Only because it is coming from Islam. And why they support it? Because it is coming from ancient Roma,
yes,
or ancient Greek,
yes,
ancient Greece. So you can find yourself the contradiction and perplexity in the value system of the West. So West is not a kind of authority for us. We should go to the revelation,
mm-hmm,
what is revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only in Islam, but also in other religions.
Uh-huh.
You know, Christianity today considers its roots from Judaism.
Yes.
Says that Judaism and Torah is the source, is the authority for modern Christianity. Okay, if the Torah, the Old Testament,
yes,
is authority for the modern Christianity, so in Torah is polygamy validated.
Mm-hmm.
Prophets even had numerous wives. Mm-hmm. Even Solomon,
yes,
the most famous prophet of Israeli nation,
yes,
had about 950 wives and slaves, and even he had not enough time to, for example, go and visit them annually one time.
Uh-huh.
So this is mentioned in Torah. Why only they make it a kind of controversy against Islam? In modern culture, I told you what is now even practiced in the West. You know better than me what is their daily life,
yes,
and how many relations, legal or illegal, inside the family life, outside of the family life, they have a lot of, or most of them, they have friends. They have friends from opposite sex, numerous.
Yes.
And without any registration or,
uh-huh,
without any counting,
yes,
or, for example, supervision,
yes,
or control. So this is what is practiced. And to their system, their spiritual system, I mentioned you about the Beijing plus 10. And about the religion, I want to refer you to Old Testament,
mm-hmm,
Torah. What is it saying about polygamy?
Yes.
And even Islam has minimized the number of valid wives to,
mm-hmm,
four.
Yes.
You can find there more than,
yes,
four.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Solomon. This, uh-huh, is their model and symbol.
Uh-huh.
Has a lot. And for sure, fortunately, Torah is under your disposal,
yes,
and under everybody's disposal. They can read it and find it. I am true or not.
Yes, but a feminist might ask that why is it that men can actually marry four wives, but not the other way around?
No, women also can do it. But the difference is that men can have simultaneously four wives,
uh-huh,
more than one wife simultaneously.
Yes.
But women cannot have simultaneously more than one husband. This is the only difference.
Yes.
Not that women only have to marry one man. No. Women can change husbands.
Uh-huh.
Leave this and go to another. Leave this and go to another. No problem. But in one time, in one moment, it is not possible for them, for women, to have more than one husband. But for men, it's possible to have in one moment more than one wife. What is the reason?
Yes.
Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked about this.
Yes.
And he answered them that because women are mothers,
uh-huh,
because women are receiving the child in their body, in their,
yes,
organ. So if there are different, for example, sperms from,
yes,
different men, it's not easy to find whose is this child for. So because of that, because in Islam, marriage is not only for desires and for sex, and it's for raising children,
uh-huh,
generations.
Mm-hmm.
So if a woman has more than one husband in one time, cannot recognize who is the owner of this child, who is the father of this child. So because of that, she has to be in one relation and then leave this for another relation.
Uh-huh.
But man, because it's not a problem, she is not, the sperm is not lost,
yes.
And he leaves the sperm, yes, and yes. is like a farmer.
Yeah.
Because of that, he can have more than one, but also is limited and is confined to four wives in one moment. And also this has conditions. If he can afford,
uh-huh.
if he can afford more than one wife,
yes.
and he should pay for them, he should take care of them, he should support yes. them, wives and children. This is a responsibility.
Yes. I know there are difficult and different conditions under which a man can actually marry four wives. But let me focus on the number four. Why is four and not two or three or not five?
Four is the highest limit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, even they can have two or three, but more than four they cannot have.
Uh-huh.
The four is limitation.
Yes.
Because it is mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know what is the reason, uh-huh. really. But in comparison with Torah and other religions, it is a very good number. It is a very, for example, low
yes,
number and figure.
Yes.
For example, they didn't tell 10 or 15 or like this. Yeah,
and
because, for example, maybe one of the reasons is that man have to visit his wife every 4 nights one time, at least.
Uh-huh, every four.
Because in temporary, in a permanent marriage, one of the rights of the lady is that to have, to find his mm-hmm. husband, her husband
yes.
in the bed every 4 nights one time,
mm-hmm.
at least one
yes,
time.
Yes.
So when, and this is a period that probably Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that women can stay patient for sexual desire.
Yes.
And if there are four, man can do this mm-hmm. duty and can check them and can visit them. But if there are more, they are left like this and maybe causing other problems
mm-hmm.
in their family life and
yes.
in their personal, for example, desires and so on and so.
Thank you very much for your presence in the studio and granting us with your knowledge. That was the speech of Hojjat Rustam Bharati answering some of the questions raised by you, our fans. Well, I'm Mohammad Javad Moafi, hosting the program Question and Answer. You can visit our website, www.radiomaarif.ir. You can also send your emails and comments to the following email address, radiomaarif@rib.ir. And you can also call us at the following numbers, or phone numbers, 0098-251-291-0551, or the last digit can be dialed as 2. Thank you very much for listening to us. Have a nice time.
Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunub, Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunub, Ya Allam al-Ghuyub, Ya Kashaf al-Kurub, Ya Dafi' al-Khutub, Ya Jabir al-Ma'tuf, يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب
يا جابر المعطوف
يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا دافع الخطوب
يا جابر المعطوف
يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب.